toes, tuck the tailbone under and open the front of the hips. Gently draw the pubic abdomen in toward the spine. Lift the crest of the ribs away from the upper belly and allow the whole front of the body to lengthen and open. Soften the shoulders and allow the back of the neck to be long as the crown of the head lifts toward the ceiling. Take your arms out to the sides and rotate the shoulders forward so the thumbs turn down. Step 3. Take the hands behind the back and bring the palms together in prayer namaste position to the middle back behind the heart. Press the outer edge of the hands into the spine as you pull the inner elbows back and roll open the front of the shoulders. Take a deep inhalation. Enjoy the expansion available in the chest. Step 4. Step the left foot back. For easier balance, keep the feet hip width apart. Otherwise, position the arch of the left foot in line with the left heel. Turn the left foot a little out to the side. Square the hips to face the front. Step 5. On an exhalation, hinge at the hips to fold forward. Keep the chin tucked in. Back of the neck long, forehead toward the right knee. Bring the navel toward the right thigh and aim the forehead toward and beyond the right knee. Keep both legs strong and straight. Suck the right front thigh muscles into the bone and press the outer edge of the left foot into the floor. Stay here for several breaths. On each inhalation, lengthen the spine while keeping the hips square. On each exhalation, deepen into the forward fold. This standing forward bend is excellent for opening both the hip and shoulder joints. It provides a strong stretch for the back of the legs and gently contracts the abdominal organs. To lighten, you can place the hands on the hips or hold your elbows behind the back. You can bend the front knee or fold forward until your spine is parallel to floor, keeping your chin tucked in. Step 6. Inhale to raise the upper body to standing. Step the left foot forward to stand in mountain pose. Repeat on the other side.